Now, over the past few weeks, Indian Kashmir has been the subject of a fierce tug of war between Indian forces and civilians following the killing of pro-independence leader Burhani Wani. Thus far, close to 45 people have lost their lives and over 2,000 people have been critically injured. Now, in Pakistan, many people have been vocal, highlighting this ongoing issue and the atrocities being perpetrated against those in Kashmir. But on the other side of the border, there has been a criticism that India is silent, especially high-profile, influential people whose statements and whose speaking out could make a difference. And then there's been a very interesting initiative that has been started. It's entitled India Can't See. And joining us this morning on the line from Pakistan, we have Gibran Nasir. He's an activist and he's also part of this initiative, and he joins us this morning on the line. Gibran, jazakumullah for your time. Much appreciated. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother.
Give us some background to this India Can't See campaign. What led to this initiative being launched?
I'll just like to clarify about the fact that for the purposes of this campaign, we are an organization which is based in Pakistan. That is only a geographical reality. The fact that we are from Pakistan, our organization stems from Pakistan, does not add to a special motivation for doing this campaign or for the Kashmiri cause and struggle. Anybody who wants to speak for the Kashmiri cause and struggle should do so primarily on humanitarian grounds. We cannot ignore or continue to ignore the fact that despite whatever political or religious leanings the Kashmiri people have, they are first and foremost humans, and their atrocities and tragedies are human tragedies through which any of us can go through. Now, the reason we came up with this campaign is because we've been seeing that for the past few weeks, the Indian forces are indiscriminately using what they call the non-lethal weapon, pellet guns, which they say are non-lethal but are in turn having drastic and disastrous impact, as it primarily turns people blind if the pellet is lodged in the eye by any chance. And majority of the victims are being shot waist above, which increases the chances of the pellet hitting the face or the eye. But keeping that in view, we also realize that it's not making the news anywhere around the world. People are sharing a few articles, but they're not really pausing and thinking and reflecting, even though when such heartening stories are coming in, with victims as young as 4 years old being injured. And then we also realize that, be it in any part of the world, pop culture rules today, and people have icons they follow, and people have celebrities they worship, who they like to pay more attention to. So we, in terms of trying to create empathy, took pictures of real celebrities, real cultural icons in India, who have a huge influence and who in the past have been vocal on certain issues, for example, rape laws in India or other issues in India. It's not that there's never been any kind of activism within the actors and actresses of India. We just took their faces, and we had to resort to a measure where we had to Photoshop their faces and actually display all those injuries of pellets on their face and assume what if these people were Kashmiris, what if these people were common Kashmiris, and they had also gotten injured. And we used that, and at the same time, each poster carries a letter which we've drafted. But the story in the letter is a real story, it's a real Kashmiri story, which is printed in the newspaper of somebody getting injured because of use of pellets. And just trying to create an empathy, just trying to create a form of realization amongst people, and we've been glad that the campaign has been well received, especially amongst the Kashmiri activists, that they believe that, and again, the biggest tragedy is that we live in a sad world where we have to, in some form of a way, glamorize tragedies for people to pay attention and to give attention. But our campaign is not a jingoistic campaign. Our campaign does not suffer from any misplaced sense of nationalism. Our campaign is not a Pakistani campaign. Our campaign is a human campaign. It's for humans and it's for human rights.
Now, what has been the response to the campaign thus far?
Well, the campaign has been received very well. in the sense that Indian media has covered it heavily, and of course you didn't expect a good response from the media from all quarters. Some people covered it in a very neutral manner, some people were very against it, and of course tried to give it an individualistic color or wanted to bring into question the fact that we are an organization which stems from Pakistan. But primarily the response we were looking for, or the response which mattered to us, was how the Kashmiri people felt about it. And by far, as we've seen online, activists and normal common people in Kashmir have responded well to the campaign. And in fact, we had actually done portraits of two politicians in India, Sonia Gandhi and Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister. After our campaign was launched, we actually got a poster inspired with the same theme we used, made by a Kashmiri artist, where they had taken their own CM, Mehbooba Mufti, drawn the same kind of injuries on her face and asked her the same kind of questions about the use of pellet guns. So clearly, the Kashmiris will take this campaign forward. It's not that they required us in any manner to support them. They have their own voice. They've had that their own voice for 68 years. It's only that digital media is making their tragedies more common, and we're becoming more aware of it. We are not trying to appropriate, or we're not trying to become a mouthpiece for Kashmir. We don't need to. They're very independent, free, able, and brilliant leaders amongst their ranks. All we are doing is just amplifying Kashmiri voices.
Now, what's the story in Kashmir about the disconnecting of cell phones? There are many conflicting reports. What information do you have at your disposal?
The disconnecting of what?
Of cell phones. Of the Kashmiri people.
Cell phones. Well, the internet, the mobile internet has been suspended. That's a common factor, a common news. And even when we were trying to do this campaign, we were trying to get in touch with journalists in Kashmir to get some stories on ground. And we would have actually had to wait the entire day, because if a journalist leaves home to cover a story, we would actually have to wait the entire day till they come back home, because as we learned, only broadband internet in the houses is working, otherwise mobile internet at large has been disconnected. And that also brings me to the point that, talking about internet censorship, we also did a post on Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, because even though Facebook seems very active when it comes to condemning tragedies around the world, it is very sad to see that they had the audacity to censor news of atrocities being conducted by the Indian Armed Forces on the Kashmiri people and censor them under what they call the community standards. And that's a dual policy which we saw Facebook adopting, and we thought that that's the fact that when Mark Zuckerberg made promises like that of Digital India, and everybody in the world having free Wi-Fi because of the drones they're going to be flying, this is this kind of acts making a mockery out of those so-called commitments.
Okay, Gibran, jazakumullah so much for your time this morning. Much appreciated.
Merci, Manullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Gibran Nasser. He is an activist and the co-founder of this campaign that we have been talking about. Police in Kashmir targeting protesters who are protesting after a pro-independence leader, Burhan Wani, was killed. And now 45 people have lost their lives and over 2,000 have been critically injured, shooting at them with pellet guns and shooting and aiming at the eyes. And also disconnecting the internet, disconnecting cell phone networks. And they're running this campaign where they're taking pictures of prominent people from India because they're saying no one is speaking up, and putting these you know, pellet holes onto their faces and trying to portray the image that if it was them, what would be the reaction be, and would somebody obviously not speak out?